Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
While I pray, no matter.
days away, 3 days away, it will change the face of this nation again. 1968 revived. Your choice, you need to go to the polls and vote. Program note, program note. Anthony Johnson will be here today, but he's under the weather. I think he got the flu. He's down for the count, but we will be. It is support of a running for councilman of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So Anthony Johnson will not be here today. All right. Welcome to the GLC. November 3rd, 2018, show number 733. Ladies and gentlemen, on November 6th, 2018, the state of America, forever, the state of the world is on stage. We have a choice. We can go to the polls, we can go to the polls. Make your voice heard. Now, I don't want to hear 43% voted. I don't want to hear that this time. You know what your duty is, and you know what the stakes are. 45, it says you fear, race mongering, sexism, for 2 years. Now it's your choice to reverse this. Your choice. Remember to think. Go vote. Take off from work. Go vote. This is your responsibility. This is your duty. The opening, please.
Welcome to the GLC with Gary Norris Gray. Call in at 646-727-3649. Thank you, Black Athletes Sports Network and BASNNewsroom.com for sponsoring the Gray Leopard Cove, now moving into its second decade of broadcasting. Send news to Norris19 at att.net. The 9 a.m. Pacific Time Sports Talk has retired this year. You will no longer hear Radio Reggie Howe Walston and the Sports Talk crew. They will no longer be heard on Sports Talk at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 Eastern Time, it's the number one sports show in the nation with Pat Freeman, the Mighty Oba, from WUFO 1080, Power 96.5 FM, Buffalo, New York. Want to get that Buffalo Bills news? Then this is the place to go. At 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 Eastern Time, with Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN Newsroom and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw with hard political and social sports news. The Sunday Night Show, Musical Mindstream, and Wednesday Night Political Stir Fry on blogtalkradio.com, 718-508-9216. Join the Soul Patrol, Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Then enter the cove at 1 Pacific time, 4 Eastern time, with Gary Norris Gray, rounding out your sports day. Call in at 646-727-3649. The Cove Caravan will carry you through the sports day with some political and some spice. Then it's the Music Box on Sunday afternoon with old school jams. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on the Anthony Johnson Show Friday nights at 6 Eastern Time. Political food for the soul. Brother Johnson, as you heard, is not well, and he will not. He had been scheduled to be on the show today, but he is so sick that he can't be on the show. Pray for him. Okay. He's running for political office in 2018, and we hope that he gets it. It's in the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, y'all. In case you didn't know where the City of Brotherly Love is, our sponsors are the following: Giovanni's Produce Store, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233. The New England Informer Magazine with Doreen Wade as CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. Young star Travis Singleton and his Kicks for Grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then contact Travis on Facebook.com. Remembering Roland Rogers, our CEO and a founder of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Be a sponsor. Check in the Cove Caravan email. Email norris19@att.net. Join the Cove Caravan and the Soul Patrol on Facebook. Please visit our website, www.basnnewsroom.com, and get a different look at the sports world. Call the Gray Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. Call in now. Have a blessed day. Have a great day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Update. NIU 17. WIU 14. At the end of the third period. It's like you might be the third game of the year. Oh, believe it, anyway. And you're right. And the disaster is starting. I'm moving on. I have a couple issues in the sports world. And it pertains to the Buffalo Bills and the Oakland Raiders. The Buffalo Bills are what a target team is after the football league. Well, guess what? The Oakland Raiders are right there behind them. And this is the reason why. You have owners and head coaches who don't know anything about football. And they are directing two organizations right into the ground. The Buffalo Bills. Not for 100 points. Let me read it again. The Buffalo Bills have not scored 100 points. Not only that, they're playing musical quarterbacks. You have a guy, Jason Peterman, who has thrown more interceptions than the starter did last year in a complete year. He did it in one quarter. Okay? This is the Buffalo Bills. You have an organization, the Buffalo Bills, who refuses to have African Americans in any leading role position. Okay? This is what's happening in Buffalo. Go to the West Coast and the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders should be ashamed of themselves. This is the foundation of the AFL, the Old American Football Old American Football League. You allow a coach to come in, dismantle the whole team. I mean, completely dismantle the whole team. Starting with Kicker King in the summer, last summer. He dismissed him. Then he dismissed Cleo back. He went to Chicago. Then he deleted three of the linebackers of the offense and two of the defense. Now, okay, folks, listen to me carefully here. You had a team, both of these teams, Buffalo and Oakland. Both of these teams 2 years ago were the playoffs. Both of these teams ran in the right direction. Now, 2018, guess what? Both of these teams stink. I mean, stink to the core. And because of the leadership, you have people laughing at the Bills what they're doing. And they're snickering about John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders. Okay? These two organizations are a travesty of the American Football League. Because these two organizations were the foundation of the American Football League. Jack Kemp, Cookie Gilchrist, for the Buffalo Bills, O.J. Simpson, this is the foundation of the Buffalo Bills. Oakland Raiders, I could go on forever for them. Warren Wells. Ken Stabler. They go to the Bills. But now you have clowns running the circus. Just like it was in D.C. You have clowns running the searches in Washington, D.C. All going back to my favorite subject, white privilege. You have an owner in Buffalo who refuses to have a black quarterback. He told the head coach 2 years ago, I don't want that right there at 30. It's back. Go look it up. So now you have this clown, Peterman, starting, who can't find his receivers. I mean, seriously? Because the owner does not want black leadership. This country is falling in the same mode with black leadership. And this is why I say you need to go out and vote. Because there's a candidate in Florida and a candidate in Georgia. And Donald Trump is doing everything possible to undermine these two candidates. Everything under the sun. Voter fraud. Repression, suppression. That's why you see these go out of Buffalo. In Oakland. Same stuff. Only in the sports world. Same stuff going on. We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble because our leadership is leading in this way. No respect. No honor. I don't understand how this country can continue to do nothing. This is complete nonsense. I hope we change our way. You sit there. Buffalo Bills. And Oakland Raiders. And you want me, the fan, to go pay $86 to go see this mess. I don't think so. They scored 11 points last week, Buffalo Bills. And the Raiders were worse. They only scored 3. But yeah, you want us to go out and see this and pay money for this. What you need to do, Buffalo and Oakland, is don't go to the game. When they start booing at the pocketbook, they understand, oh, yeah, now we get it. Any good example of what I'm talking about here? The Chicago Cubs made this an annual event. The Chicago Cubs would lose year after year after year after year. Chicago Cubs fans said, okay, we'll take it, because we got baseball. Well, in the 1980s, they had enough. In that early 1980s, Chicago Cubs said, no, I'm not having this anymore. And they did not show up for the game. Okay? This is what you people in Buffalo, New York, and Oakland, California need to do. Now, John Gruden says, don't worry, we'll get all the draft choices and all that stuff. Yeah, but you won't be here. You'll be in Las Vegas. At Buffalo, they're saying, trust the process. Yeah, where we were at before. But I'll be a signature. Trust the process. Well, the process ain't working. It might have worked in Philadelphia, but it ain't working in Buffalo. Okay. And the example of a way to run a football team can be seen in Los Angeles. 4 years ago, wanted to bolster their defense. What is LA record right now? That's right, 6-0. Because you had a general manager, and you had the coach, and you had the president, owner, working together as one. And Buffalo, New York, and Oakland, California, it happened. So these two teams will continue to struggle forever. Because you have people going in three different directions. It doesn't work. It does not work. I'm going to take a break. We're going to go back with Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights. After the break. Curry, Thompson, and Durant. gang up on the Wolves and beat them 1998. The Golden State Warriors record is 9-1. I was better playing this year. I don't see them losing no more than 10 games. Maybe 11 games. They could go out to their record again. 73 wins. The Texas Rangers hired Chris Woodward as the new manager of the Texas Rangers. And the Major League Baseball still has to address black managers in this sport. There's two more openings left in the manager spot, and I want to see how they do this. There are only three minority managers in Major League Baseball today. So Chris Woodward becomes the new manager of the Texas Rangers. NHL, Florida Panthers, Keith Gandow scores a winning goal for the third period. For their third victory of the year over the Winnipeg Jets, 4-3. In a wild contest up in the Northeast, Derek Boulay scores the winning goal for the Vancouver Canucks over the Colorado Avalanche, 7-6. In the NBA, the OKC Thunder are back on the right track with a 500 record at 5-5. And they beat down the Washington Wizards, 134-111. Westbrook gets 23 points. The Toronto Raptors are taking the message to the Boston Celtics with their 7-1 record. And they beat the Phoenix Suns 107-98. And Kawhi Leonard has changed the atmosphere of the Toronto Raptors. This team is a formidable team now with a strong front court. And Kawhi Leonard has that strong front court. The Toronto Raptors may be the beast of the East. Not the Boston Celtics. Also in 101, we must congratulate the 5-time champion Lewis Hamilton, who won his 5th world championship last week. In Mexico, only one person stands in the way of him getting the all-time record of winning. Michael Schumacher of Germany has 7 world titles. And Hamilton is 2 years younger than Michael Schumacher at the same time. So he has 5. Now, we're doing a story. It'll be in BSN this week or next week about Lewis Hamilton and his great feat of world championship in the Formula One. Congratulations to Brother Hamilton on a great record. We hope the best for him. I hope he will get more records as the years go on. Okay. There you have Friday Night Lights. See you next week for Friday Night Lights next week. We had the opening. We had the music. Now I'm gonna take another break. and then we'll come back with the news of the week, the news of the week, after this break.
In 3 sets. This week is there in
India, you know, Mumbai Open in India, WTMN. Last week they were in Vienna, Austria, and Switzerland. Ernest Bank Open and the Swiss Indoor Basel. Anderson beat Nishikora in Australia, while Federer defeat Kofu in Basel. This week they're in France for Roland Garros Masters. Next week they're in the ATP World Tour Finals in London, England. NASCAR. Last week they were in Marshfield Speedway for the first Daytona 500 and final cuts for the championship round. Joey Logano, Danny Harmon, and Martin Truex bump into each other last lap. Logano wins the Marshfield Speedway Classic. This week they're in the AAA Texas 500 at the Texas Motor Speedway with 3 weeks left in the season. NASCAR is coming to a close in 3 weeks. IndyCar is our season already over. Formula One, like I said, they were last week in Mexico. Mexico Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton finished fourth place and got 12 points to lock out everybody else. He wins his fifth world championship. Max Verstappen wins for the Red Bull racing team. And Sebastian Vettel for the Ferrari team comes in second. And Kimi Räikkönen is in third. So there you have the Formula One. This week they're off. Next week is the Grand Prix of Brazil. And ending the season in Abu Dhabi in 4 weeks. Last race will be Abu Dhabi, a 2 week, 2 races left in the Formula One. I'm wondering if Lewis Hamilton will race the last races. He already had clinched the title, his fifth championship. So we'll see. We got the news. So, we'll take a break and then we'll come back with the news of the week. News of the week. After this oldie but goodie. Okay, I forgot. Congratulations to the Boston Red Sox and rookie manager Alex Cora. And he wins the World Series in 5 games over the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is the fourth title in 15 years. After all those years of the curse of the Bambino, well, I think the curse is over now because it's their fourth title in 15 years. I think Alex Cora outmanaged Mr. Dave Roberts. And I think Mr. Dave Roberts was too much into the analytics. Baseball is a game of feeling. Baseball is a game of moments. Forget the analytics. What happened in 1988 is an example of what we're talking about here. So, game one, Dodgers against the Oakland A's. A's leading by one run. Ninth inning. Now, if Dave Roberts were managing the Dodgers back then, Kurt Gibson never would have got up. Kurt Gibson never would have had a home run. But because Tommy Lasorda thought that Kurt Gibson could help the Dodgers in the ninth inning, he put him in. Now, Dave Roberts is a good manager. Don't get it wrong. He's a good manager. But sometimes you have to go with feeling. Sometimes you have to go with guts. Yeah, you could be wrong, but what happened with Kurt Gibson, you can't get that. What the New York Mets did to the Baltimore Orioles, you wouldn't get that. The analytics. Analytics is killing baseball. It's killing it because righty, lefty, lefty, righty. Oh, come on, bring this guy in, bring this guy out, bring this guy in. And we have a 5-hour game. 5-hour games. Come on now. Stop it. So, Alex Cora beat Dave Roberts in the managing department. They outclassed him. They outrun him. They outhomered him. And the sad thing is, we can see a repeat of this again next year. Because both teams are that good. I'm just saying. NCAA. Division 1 rankings, Alabama 1, Clemson 2, LSU, and Michigan. I'm forgetting Notre Dame. Notre Dame is 4, LSU and Michigan. The big game tonight is Alabama, LSU Tigers. I'm rooting for the Bayou Bengal Tigers to beat Alabama, guy like Alabama. Georgia at Kentucky held the Wildcats to beat the Bulldogs. West Virginia Mountaineers against Texas Longhorns. I'll go with the Mountaineers. Penn State is at Michigan and it's raining right now. Go Lions. And the Cal Bears travel to Washington to play the Washington State Cougars later on tonight. And the HBCUs and the Birds traveled to New York and been at the privateers of SUNY Maritime Nations Witness Game. Norfolk State goes to Greensboro to play with a guy at the Aggies. Florida A&MU goes to D.C. to play Howard Bison. And in the spring, Alcorn State played New Mexico State Aggies. Arkansas Pine Bluff is at Southern Jaguars. Mississippi Valley State will play at Grambling, the Tigers. And Prairie A&M is at Jackson State Tigers. That's the swing. CIAA, Charles at St. Augustine. Riley Classic, doing it at Jackson C. Smith. Lincoln is at Swan. Elizabeth City State is at Bowie Dayton. And the Battle of Virginia is Virginia State against Virginia Union. Rounding out the CIAA, Winston-Salem State Rams against the Fayetteville State. And Missouri Valley, Youngstown State is at North Dakota State Bison. Illinois State Redbirds at the University of Northern Iowa Panthers. And Western Illinois goes to Carbondale to play Southern Illinois at the Lukies. Let's see if we can score on that one. We can score up here on that one. It's updating the score here. We'll see what, because I thought I said it was the third quarter. And we go into. Oh, okay. The Lukies have taken this game in hand 31-17. Halfway through the fourth quarter. The Lukies will win their third game of the year. And they might end their season on a high note after a disaster starting. They play South Dakota State. They should beat them next week. But the week after that, they play number one, and small school. They travel and play number one, North Dakota State, Bison, ending the year with the number one school and the number in the small school ranking. Had to beat them. We'll probably win next week. And then lose against the Bison on November 17th. That'll be the end of the MVC season. North Dakota State Bison will go on to the playoffs. And we'll see what happens then. SIU on the road to victory today. I don't believe that, but that's what's happening. We got other scores of the day. Auburn Tigers beat A&M Aggies, Texas, 28-24. Syracuse beat Wake Forest, 41-24. The Cyclones are blowing up Kansas, 27-3. Ohio State Buckeyes, and they're done. 33-31 against Nebraska Cornhuskers, but I think they're still done. Temple, man, they got crushed by UCF Knights. 52-40. The Panthers upset Virginia, 17. This is 14. Arizona State, 14. Utah, 10. Virginia Tech, Hokies, 14. Boston College, Eagles, 7. And the big game, Michigan. Michigan, 14. Penn State, 0. As we wind down the college football season, I can't believe it's almost over. We got 3 weeks to go. It's regular season of college football. And that went real fast because it hasn't even started. So, come on, Lions. Let's beat Michigan today. We're going to see. I'm going to take a break and come back. Our last break of the night. My favorite song, my favorite lady.
Make it by any means.
exhibit, the Cleveland Browns on Monday released Hugh Jackson after 3 years of service. And, you know, see, this is the kind of stuff that people do. You're in the middle of the season, and you fire your coach. I mean, really? I mean, you knew what you had before the season started, so why are you firing him now for? So Cleveland releases Hugh Jackson with a 3-36-3 record. Why? Kevin Love returns to his old self as he gets injured his toe and he operated this week. Now the Cavaliers were always 6 on Monday. J.R. Smith was the guy. I want to get out of here too, because this is the things. And here we go again. The Cleveland Cavaliers fired Tyronn Lue. Why are you doing that before the season started? They ain't even the Cleveland Browns. Why are you doing it before the season? See, this is stupidity, man. You know what you have. You know what the season has. You wait until a bit. Why? On Monday night, the Golden State Warriors dismantled the Chicago Bulls. And Klay Thompson breaks the 3-point record set by a teammate, Stephen Curry, with 14 threes. And before the end of the season, this will be broken again because Curry, this is the Golden State Warriors. Curry set up Thompson for at least 8 of those 14 three-pointers. Golden State wins 149-120 in the Battle of New York. The Knicks win this time 115-96 at Tim Hardaway Jr. scored 25 points. And the Knicks are awful. These are two awful teams. The Knicks beat the Nets 115-96 in Madison Square Garden. In hockey, the Toronto Maple Leafs may be stumbling because they lost Austin Matthews to injury and will be out at least 4 weeks. The Calgary Flames took advantage of this and they win 3-1. The other Anderson, two Andersons, what is it, Ottawa, in other words, in Toronto. Well, this Anderson stopped 31 shots as the Leafs try to find a new scorer at the front line. The Philadelphia Eagles, signed Golden State. I think this is a wonderful move by the Eagles. And they signed wideout Golden State. He had a dimension of speed on the outside for the Eagles. We'll see what happens. On Monday night, the Eagles signed Golden State. Another quarterback. Okay, now this, I want people to listen to this. Kyle Newletta gets arrested and driving him in now. He almost runs over a police officer. Now, this is not the first time this man has done this. Now, folks, I want you to think real hard about this. God, Vendetta, this is the third time with traffic issues and the New Jersey Police Department. Kyle Vendetta is practicing football today. Now, do you think that if it was Odell Beckham, would he be practicing football today? I don't think so. But Kyle Vendetta, because of who he is, he gets a free pass. Once again, America shows its true colors. So Kyle and I will do it again and again and not get the consequences for his actions. The University of Maryland, I don't know what's going on down there in Maryland, but they can't get this thing right. The first place. On Monday, they re-signed head coach DJ Durkin after the incident of a linebacker who died in preseason. Players added. They walked out of the meeting. They ain't playing for this guy. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Friday, finally came to the census and fired DJ Durkin. Well, that should have been bad for the first place. Again, DJ Durkin gets a pass. Why? Because of who he is. On Tuesday, Trey Butler did that. Nate Butler on the Minnesota Timberwolves. This guy, he was the guy at Minnesota. I saw him play last night. This guy is a talent on the basketball court. I don't know what's going on in Minnesota. You better sign this kid because if you lose this kid, you're going to lose a lot of games. So Jimmy Butler is sitting out. Oh, it's out of the game on Tuesday and Wednesday, but he played last night. In the World Series, David Price is the assumed MVP. Well, I was contracted in Boston, and I'm very proud of David Price. After all the stuff that they gave David Price, bravo, what a great World Series. Even though I can't stand the Boston Red Sox, bravo, David Price. The NBA had to work out between Beverly and Westbrook as Beverly dies and Westbrook needs to get a physical cup on the court. When you die and somebody needs, you can't do that. Westbrook, of course, got angry and went after him. We talked about Kawhi Leonard already. And we talked about the Blake Griffin effect in Detroit. The Detroit Pistons are a different team with Blake Griffin. Toronto beat the Pistons 108-105. It was a great game on Tuesday night. So we will see a change of the guard in 8th with Toronto, Philadelphia, Boston, and Detroit. And we can't leave out Atlanta. The Houston Rockets, and I watched the Rockets a couple days ago. They're in trouble. And they're in trouble because I think Chris Paul is a little bit too old now. And Harden is not playing. And the Rockets are 1-6. Portland beat them on Tuesday night, 104-85. They weren't even in the game. The surprise of the year so far is the Sacramento Kings, as they beat Orlando 107-99, and they beat the Orlando Magic. I think you might be hearing about Sacramento very early, and then a couple years it might be next year at the West. The NBA West is a monster now, because they have monster teams in the West. And I see why Magic Johnson is getting nervous in LA, because he can see it too. The Nashville Predators defeated the struggling Vegas Knights. We might be going through some more things. As PK Subban beat his brother Malcolm Subban again in the game of the week on TV. The Penguins beat the Islanders 8-3. And the Lightning take over first place in the East by defeating my New Jersey Devils 8-3 on Coburn's 2 goals on Tuesday night. The Rangers at the San Jose Sharks. Once again, it was overtime. And once again, the Blue Shirts beat the Sharks 4-3. Wednesday, DJ Durkin was fired at the school. Maryland broke up their mounting pressure for the students, from the community, from the players, and from the alumni who did not want this guy on campus. Maryland finally did the right thing and fired him. Red Sox had their parade, and if we could go out there too. And very sad news on Wednesday afternoon. A late, great first baseman, Willie McGovey, passed away at 80 years old. Willie McGovey was the first San Francisco Giant everybody loved out here. Stretch went to every home game that he could. He was a great, great pain with the back surgeries and the knee surgeries over and over again. He will be with number 44, Willie McGovey. A real Hall of Fame. Thursday, the Dodgers extended Kershaw's contract. That's a good thing. He started with the Dodgers. He should end with the Dodgers. The Pelicans came to Oakland on Thursday night. Durant encouraged it again, and they won 131-121. 37. I don't know how you can beat this. Because one day Curry would get hot, and the next day Durant would get hot, and the next day Thompson would get hot. So you can't top all three of them. And then you have eight in the hole with Green, Draymond Green, and if he plays defense, it's over. It's over. You know? Derrick Rose scored 50 points as the Wolves stopped Utah 128-123. Minnesota on a 4-game winning streak. And this is a team that, of all teams in the West, the Denver Nuggets are a team that scares the most. Because one, the altitude, and two, they're a good team. They beat the Nuggets 108-107 on Thursday night. On Thursday night, the Oakland Raiders played the San Francisco 49ers. This was the ugliest game I ever seen. 34-3. And the Oakland Raiders defense didn't show up at all. Carr got sacked 6 times. And people are beginning to question, you know, and just like Buffalo, here we go with the Buffalo-Oakland comparison. You have a head coach that's trying to undermine the general manager. That's what he's doing. And before game 10, Reggie McKenzie will be gone. Now, the question is if I'm going for a general manager, I'm not coming to Oakland. Because I've already seen what John Gruden has done. I don't want no part of it. So, the Raiders have made their bed, now I got laid in it. They think, and the game Thursday night was pitiful. I mean, edible. Also, they know that a cheerleader, an African-American cheerleader, knelt down at a national anthem. And you can bet the 49ers will be going to fire that cheerleader. And this is what America does. America wraps itself in the flag and holy cow, here we go. This is it right here. We have free speech. The NFL is trying to curb this free speech. Well, we'll see. We will see. I'm just saying that young lady knelt down to look at that. Now she's got all kinds of people bragging on her. This is America, folks. That's what it's all about. So I hope she keeps her job. But knowing the NFL, I gotta do and their conservative rant, he's gone. Or because he won't last the whole season. Because now they're gonna watch her every move. It's on the internet here, on the internet last night. the end of this show. Hope you enjoy it. Come back next week. I hope we have Anthony Joshua next week with a victory. Victory speech. Remember, on November 6th, you need to go out and vote. You're responsible for this country. I don't want to see a 45% voting total this year. I want to see a 60 or 70%. Remember this, folks. There are more Democrats registered than Republicans. When the voting total is over 50%, Democrats win. Under 40%, Republicans win. Think about that. It's your country. It's your vote. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna play a song. And this is appropriate.
Yeah.
box tomorrow at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 in the East. Blue Magic tomorrow at 4 o'clock, 7 in the East. Blue Magic is a good